Good morning, and welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts at 8:30. I'm Ted Wheeler, author of the novel Kings of Broken Things, and co-owner of Dundee Book Company. Back in the before times, when Dundee Book Company was a mobile operation, my wife Nicole and I hosted a bi-monthly book club at the Brothers Lounge. Brothers Book Club, as we called it, faced an abrupt end in the spring of 2020. And Brothers itself closed for good this past fall. Since those ends, Nicole and I have longed to host another book club. This past month, we did just that, with the start of a monthly discussion party at our brick-and-mortar operation, one that's dedicated to another recently departed, the author Joan Didion. An essayist, novelist, and cultural figure, Didion died 2 days before Christmas this past year, of complications from Parkinson's disease. A National Book Award winner for her memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking, and a National Medal of the Arts recipient, Didion has won surprisingly few national awards, given how influential she is among essayists today. Although she's certainly well known, Didion retains, I think, the status of a cult figure. Known as St. Joan to her most ardent fans, she straddled the line of fame and obscurity well. As is fitting, perhaps, for a journalist, as she was, and perhaps as a woman of her generation. She was both object of desire to be observed and judged, and also the most cutting seer of American culture and our idealistic shortcomings. In her essay, On Keeping a Notebook, Didion recalls how she jotted down a line hissed in the ear of a young woman. "You're the least interesting person in the room, and don't forget it," the notebook records. It's a devastating bit of dialogue, to be sure, but one that's even more devastating when paired with Didion's internal monologue. "I copied that into my notebook," she tells us, "because it is only recently that I have been able to enter a room without hearing some such phrase in my inner ear." It's this sort of brutal self-honesty that gives Didion's writing an unmatched intimacy. And it's that intimacy that makes her work a must-read. Nicole went on a Didion bender in the autumn of 2018, reading the novels Play It As It Lays and A Book of Common Prayer as an antidote to the judicial politics of that season. And in the writing classes I teach at Creighton University, not a semester passes that I don't assign an essay from Didion's seminal collection, Slouching Towards Bethlehem. In February, the Joan Didion Book Club discussed Blue Nights, her memoir about the life and untimely death of her daughter. The next edition, which will meet at the Dundee Book Company on Saturday, March 19th, will read Let Me Tell You What I Mean, a collection of early essays that reveal what would become Didion's signature subjects: the press, politics, California robber barons, women, and the author's own self-doubt. If you're interested, you can find more information about the Joan Didion Book Club at our website, dundeebook.co, or by stopping into the shop during our open weekend hours. So many people have found reading the work of Joan Didion to be a life-changing experience. Maybe the same will hold true for you. But if not, you're still welcome to come and discuss. The beauty of a book club, as with the books themselves, is that not everyone must agree. This has been Ted Wheeler of the Dundee Book Company, with Between Two Covers for Arts at 8:30 on Classical 90.7 KVNO.